Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, some more
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that'll occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you are looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. You can experience the OAW difference at orthowisconsin.com. Seems like a pretty good time to get Adam Schefter's take on the Jordan Love contract situation. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
What is going on, everybody?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out, to be perfectly honest with you. I want you to take a listen to this question that was asked. With the understanding that yesterday, when Jordan Love did a youth football camp at a local high school, the media was instructed not to ask about his contract and not ask about training camp. I believe they went several minutes before they did this.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with you before the start of camp.
Now, Adam, we have already batted around the idea that it is not good PR to tell the media what they can and cannot ask. I think the reporter had to ask, someone had to ask, if there was an update on his contract situation. What are you hearing between the Packers and Jordan Love on this contract situation?
Well, the Packers veterans report to camp on Sunday. That is the day that they report, which means they're on field next week. And I think that the two sides continue to talk. And I think that eventually they're going to figure out a way to get this done. I don't know that they are close to making it happen right at this moment. I still think that there's a chance, a small chance, it gets done in the next week or two. My guess would be, based on current events, that the deal is not done by the time they report to camp. Again, I think they would like to get it done. Jordan Love would like to get it done. Everybody would like to get it done. And my understanding is, again, small chance it gets done here in the coming days, which means there's a chance, not out of the question. But I think the thing to keep in mind here is that the parameters have kind of been set. We've seen some of these other quarterback deals. We've seen the deals that have gone around. And again, as I've mentioned here before, and I'll mention again now because I believe it's worth pointing out, it's easy for the Green Bay Packers to say, no, you don't deserve $55 million a year, which is what Joe Burrow is getting when he's taking that team to the Super Bowl right now, former number one overall pick. You're not quite, we love you, but you're not Joe Burrow. But when Trevor Lawrence comes in at 55, that argument goes out the window, because Jordan Love has played as well, if not better, than Trevor Lawrence. And so I think the number starts there, probably comes in ultimately north of there, and it's the Green Bay Packers having to get comfortable with the idea of where the numbers are before a deal could get done.
Adam, in your experience with these types of deals, doesn't it get close to contentious time, though, especially from the player? I mean, don't they run the risk of players on the team, because the players are always going to side with the player, right? Don't they run the risk of one of these guys, Preston Smith, coming and saying, I don't know why they're not paying him. This is ridiculous. You see what I'm saying?
You know what? I understand. I don't think so. Look, I think people know that it's a huge deal. And I think people know and are smart enough to say, look, Green Bay's been talking to him. They're trying to get him signed. They want to get him signed. It's not like, You're going to have Preston Smith or another player come out and say, I can't believe they're not taking care of our guy here. Like, we're not at that point yet. That's another time. Like, it's still early in this process. It's still early. He's got a year left. Do you hear anybody in Dallas saying anything about Dak Prescott like that? Do you hear anybody in Miami saying that about two? Like, it's not really an issue. And I also think, and Chu, you could answer this, I think players' business is players' business.
Yeah.
I don't think that comes up anymore amongst other players. You don't get other players talking out generally on other people's business. Okay? If it becomes prolonged and it becomes personal and it becomes an issue, yes, that could happen. But we're not at that point right now with Jordan Love and his situation.
So Adam, where's Tua at and where's Dak at? Are they the same situation?
It doesn't sound like those of the three, and you never really know, and these things can shift, right? But of the three, my sense would be that if I had to place a dollar today on the deal that gets done first, I would put it on Jordan Love over those other two right now. But let's see. For all we know, the Dolphins and Tua make tremendous progress this week, and that gets done. But today, as you're asking me that question, I would say Jordan Love of those three is the next one to get done. And I don't know whether that's in 2 weeks, 2 months, or some point during the season.
Do you sense, Adam, through the conversations you've had, that this is more just the money and the AAV and the guarantee, or are there other things that maybe they want to put in the contract that could also be?
No, it is a money issue. This is a money issue, of course. Like almost every negotiation, and it's figuring out the guarantee. I have to go look at the guarantee. I have to sit down and have, I don't have them in front of me right now, the guarantees and all these deals. You can kind of figure out, you know, where Jordan Love would be slotted to come in. And that's kind of where it's at.
Shifting gears, Adam, the Brandon Ayuk storyline yesterday obviously took another turn as he has now requested a trade. I believe, Gabe, you might need to fill in these blanks for me, but I believe at one point the Packers were very interested in Ayuk, right? Wasn't there an idea of them drafting him?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the draft board didn't shake out that way for them. What do you think is next for him? Do you see him in a different uniform? I don't know if the Packers are an option that has been thrown out there, but the fact that they were high on him at one point.
No. Because here's the thing, in my mind at least, Green Bay, let me rephrase that. Green Bay has such great wide receiver talent. Like, I don't think they're looking to add another wide receiver that they're going to have to pay more than they pay all these other guys and set up a structure that all of a sudden Brandon Ayuk becomes the standard. And now, assuming all these guys develop into what they think everybody can be, then you can't keep all of them. To me, no. Like, now, if Green Bay said, okay, you know what, we're willing to give up one of our young receivers that we really like for Brandon, would that interest the Niners at that point? I don't know. That's an interesting question to think about. Do I think that they're looking to trade for Brandon Ayuk? I don't. I don't see that being viable. I think Brandon Ayuk is in a little bit of a tough position here because he's in the last year of a deal that I believe is scheduled to pay him about $14 million, which is well below what he should be making this year. I think everybody would agree on that. The 49ers have the franchise tag if they want after this year for, let's just call it, $22.5 million, roughly. So he owes them 2 years at $36.5 million if they want to tag him. And, you know, you got wide receivers getting $35 million now, Justin Jefferson. Now, he's not Justin Jefferson. Okay, fine. We agree with that. But even if he's Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith and he's at 27, 28, he's still not making that or what he should be unless he gets a deal done and they're not where he wants to be and he's got time left on his contract. And the Niners, they're a contender. Like, why are you trading Brandon Ayuk for draft? You're not going to do that right now. So they have no intention of trading him. Now, if there's a team that steps up and all of a sudden says, hey, you know what? We'll trade you. I'm making this up. Christian Watson, and that's something that the Niners, a player the Niners loved. Could that happen? Everybody would have to sit down and talk about it. But they're not going to trade him right now for draft picks before the season, unless it's some colossal, crazy offer that nobody's going to make right now, knowing that you'd have to give up, let's call it, multiple high picks and pay Brandon Ayuk, we'll call it, $28 million a year.
Adam, sticking with the receivers, is Davante Adams going to play in a Raiders uniform this year?
You know, I spoke to his agents yesterday, and they could not have been any stronger. They had just hung up with the Raiders, and they're like, we don't understand where all this talk is coming from. This is unfounded, baseless speculation. Now I understand where it's coming from. Number one, we can all watch him in receiver and see how unhappy he was last year. And I want to point that out, how unhappy he was last year. We don't know exactly how he feels right now. Number two, you have Aaron Rodgers saying over the weekend, I can't wait to play with Davante Adams again. That's all New York needs to hear. Now New York is ablaze with speculation and rumors. Oh, is Davante coming? No, Davante Adams is not coming to the Jets. They're not trading him to the Jets right now. And so the Raiders, they're trying to win. So do I see them trading Davante Adams? No. And if you speak to the agents, they're like, the Raiders told us we've had zero trade talk surrounding Davante Adams. Now, could the Raiders get out to a poor start? They're 1-5, and all of a sudden there's a team that's offering a first-round draft pick or whatever it may be for Davante. Yeah, that could happen. Are they going into training camp thinking that they're going to trade Davante Adams? Absolutely not. Are they looking to trade Davante Adams right now? Absolutely not. Could something eventually develop? It could, yeah, depending on how this all plays out. But there's no credence, no credibility in my mind to the idea that he's close to being traded or that they're actively shopping him.
Well, that's, and I know you're an NBA guy, Adam, but the NFL isn't the NBA. I remember when Lamar Jackson asked for a trade last year, too. They ended up winning an MVP for the team that had him under contract, right? So all these trade demands, especially on the eve, and I know in the NBA, right before training camp started, we got Damian Lillard here in Milwaukee. That's just not how it works. Like, I think we're so used to seeing guys ask and demand for trades in the NBA, and these teams acquiesce. NFL teams operate on a completely different plane.
Well, it's different and difficult. You know, you could trade for Damian Lillard and put him right in your lineup, right? Like, like you get used to working with him. It's to get trade for a player and all that goes along with it, and to learn the system and to get used to the playoffs and everything like that. It's complicated. It's not easy. It's not something to do. All I'm saying is that while we've got people saying, "Oh, Devontae's going to be traded to the Jets," I'm telling you, that's not happening right now. There's nothing to it right now. Could there be something that develops in time? Anything's always possible. But there's nothing to it right now.
All right, Adam, let's get the important stuff. I got a running bet for every major with my buddy.
Yes!
The loser has to buy the winner a Roebuck. Give me the winner for the Open.
I have been agonizing over this all week long. I mean, I think Scottie Scheffler is the obvious call, so it's not going out on a limb there. I think Ludvig Åberg is poised to win here.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't used him in my pool, I would be using him this week. I would feel good about Ludvig Åberg. I do think Rory is going to be right in the thick of things. Can you just pick anybody, Chewy? How's this
well,
work?
Well, we pick three, and then we narrow it down to your two after the cup. Locum wins.
But you can pick anybody you want.
I can pick anybody I want.
Well, I would pick Scheffler. I would pick Rory. And my third pick would be probably Ludvig Åberg. Yeah, those would be my three.
All right, that's solid.
Those would be my three picks right now. It's not who I'm going to be going with because I've used all the golfers, unfortunately. So that's the way it goes.
That is the way it goes when you get late in the season here. Are you going to wake up early at all? And enjoy some of the golf with some coffee tomorrow morning since it's on early in the morning?
Are you kidding me? it is something that I love more than anything. Like, yes. I wake up, like last week, our crew went back and forth debating Tom Kim, Minwoo Lee. One guy voted McIntyre. We wound up somehow, not because of me, on Minwoo Lee. And I was just miserable because he finished 63rd. He was awful. He was terrible. But I watch all this. Now, I will say this. I don't know if I'm what, but my buddy and I play these $3 FanDuel tournaments every week and DraftKings tournaments every single week, $3 tournaments. came in first last week for the first time.
Oh, that boy!
What is it with you ESPN people that just love to gamble? Jen's the exact same way.
Go to ESPN Bet.
Exactly. It's just a. I mean, it was a $3 thing. Me and my buddy from work, we fill out. We each do a lineup. We do it. Well, here's the funny part. The guy doesn't even know this. Okay, so we do it. We do it on both sites. Well, we're going to do it on ESPN Bet, of course, but we do it on DraftKings and FanDuel. And so this story has not been told publicly. My buddy, we send in their lineups for Drake. He doesn't even know this. We each pick a lineup, and then we enter it on DraftKings. Well, our third buddy sent us a lineup that we enter in on FanDuel. And on FanDuel, his lineup that he had on DraftKings had Ben Griffin. Ben Griffin was, in our mind, the sixth guy that was overpriced, like didn't fit. We were 500 over on FanDuel. So we had to cut Ben Griffin and add someone else. My buddy and I decided to add, I think I'm pronouncing his first name correctly, Romain Langesque. Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Okay, well, he's a golfer from France. I know this conversation just rivets Jen. And so I want to make sure
he
that I don't
leave out. He can see me falling asleep is what he can see. He's like, are her eyes closing?
I want to make sure that I don't leave out any details so that I know.
Fantastic.
Romain Langesque. So we substituted Romain Langesque for Ben Griffin. Well, in the end, let me just get the scorecard out. Romain Langesque went minus 15 and finished in third place in the tournament.
Ooh.
Which elevated our thing to first place in a $3 pool. With 11,000 entries, we finished first.
Well, never. So
what was the payout?
We've been playing for 6 years. For each person?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not good at math.
Was it on DraftKings?
What?
$1 million.
FanDuel.
No way.
FanDuel. $3. No, $3.
$3.
$3,
11,000 people.
Me and my buddy each had a $3 up, so we shared the first place prize together. 11,000 people. We finished first place, which, by the way, first place
That's unbelievable.
Staggering. Okay. And by the way, like we're watching it on Sunday, and my father-in-law always says this, you know, like you could make money at work, or you could win money, but as he says, won money is better than earn money. And I was going nuts. Like when Robert McIntyre, who was on our roster, made that putt to win, to go minus 18, that pushed us into first place.
How much?
For $3, we each won $3,500.
Oh.
Yeah.
What
That's
the
a
heck?
Nice payout.
Now you got Jen's attention.
I must say
you do a little better than Jen.
but only slightly. Okay. Adam, before we let you go, there was some breaking news yesterday that I want to get your take on. I don't know if you heard this or if
hold on, Jim, before you get this, the great part is the guy who sent that lineup that we adjusted to room, he doesn't even know that we won yet. We haven't had the heart to tell him.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, we haven't had the heart to tell him that his lineup, minus Ben Griffin, won us first place overall.
All right, let me... That's all right. Let me break this news to you. I'm not sure if you heard this, but this was big news around these parts yesterday. Do you know Pizza Hut is bringing back its lunch buffet? So I don't know if you have fond memories. I have very fond memories from my childhood of the Pizza Hut lunch buffet going over there. Also Book It and that other thing where you got your personal pan pizza for reading the books and all that stuff. But that's not part of this. This is just the lunch buffet at Pizza Hut. Are you as excited as we all are about them bringing this back?
Jen, the buffet that we used to frequent and go through when I was a college student was the buffet at Sizzler, the steakhouse Sizzler. Gosh. And me and my college buddies, we'd go there and we would make sure that we ate our money's worth on the Sizzler buffet. I might have done the Pizza Hut buffet once in my life. It made no memorable mark on me. So not the way that Romain Langesque did this past week. So I don't really remember the Pizza Hut buffet at all. But I do remember the Sizzler buffet, and that was stellar.
Is Sizzler still open? Is Sizzler still a thing?
Not here.
I haven't seen a Sizzler.
Not here.
God, it was a boy.
That was like when we were in Ann Arbor, me and my college, that was like a big deal. When we got to go to the Sizzler buffet. Ooh, watch out.
All right, he's Adam Schefter. We are so thankful that he spends time with us each and every Wednesday morning.
To wrap it all together, when Jordan Love gets his deal done, he can do a lot better than the Sizzler buffet.
I just
put in the pricey lineups on DraftKings and FanDuel.
You could bring back Sizzler.
As of June 10th, 2024, Sizzler is still in operation and trying to rebuild its business. It has been open since 1958.
I got a great idea for sales. We need to do a show, all of us together, from a Sizzler, and we can eat the buffet all day long as we broadcast to you.
I don't need to be.
ESPN Milwaukee 94.5.
I don't need to be crapping through a screen door, Adam, right?
There it is. All right, Adam. Have a great one, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Hey, let me know who you pick in the British Open there, Chewy.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Adam Schefter, each and every week, brought to us in part by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location, like me, golf, doing that later this month. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.